Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we're going to talk about animals. We've got big animals like dinosaurs and whales and elephants and stuff like that, but we're actually going to the other end of the spectrum here. We're going to very small creatures. No, we're not going down to single-celled amoeba or things like that. We're actually going down to those pesky, nasty mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are terrible because they keep buzzing around our ears at night when we're trying to sleep.
Not anymore in my apartment. I got one of those mosquito light machines that zaps them and kills them.
Ooh.
But I do hate mosquitoes.
Most people do not particularly care for mosquitoes.
Yeah, but they love me. They love to bite my skin.
Yeah, so, that's one of the myths we're going to talk about,
okay.
Or at least one of the ideas about mosquitoes that people talk about all the time. Why they like some people and why they don't like others. Why do they always bite me and they never bite you?
Yeah, but they seem to love babies, too.
Yeah, they like babies, too. That's true. I remember my daughter getting attacked by them
all
the time, and we had to get mosquito netting inside the house for them, too, and that doesn't always work because the little devils seem to be able to figure out how to get inside that netting, too. So hopefully during the course of today's lesson, we can talk about some of those methods to get rid of mosquitoes, but we're actually going to be talking about some of the science about mosquitoes in today's program, Solving the Mosquito Myth. Let's find out what this is all about right now. Let's listen to our article one time. You're sitting outside with your friends when your leg suddenly starts to itch. You look down, instinctively scratching the spot, and see it's red and swollen. Oh no! You've been bitten by a mosquito, but it's too late to do anything about it. All that most people know about mosquitoes is that they suck your blood and that you need to kill them before they bite you. It's a war between us and the bugs, and in any war, you need to know your enemy. Here we'll give you the lowdown on mosquitoes. First, it's only the female mosquitoes that bite you. Mosquitoes of both sexes can feed on plant juices, but the females need the protein found in blood to build egg cases for their young. In fact, the females of some species can't even breed without blood. So don't blame the blood-sucking bugs. They're doing it for their children. Some people think mosquitoes choose victims whose blood is sweeter or prefer heavier ones. The truth is that mosquitoes use carbon dioxide to identify targets. The more you produce, the better they like it. If you produce a lot of body heat, you also make carbon dioxide. Heavier people produce more heat, as do pregnant women, people who are exercising, and even those who breathe heavily. Further research has revealed mosquitoes also prefer type O blood. Unfortunately, when mosquitoes take your blood, they can leave viruses in return. HIV that causes AIDS is not one of these, so you can put that myth to rest. However, malaria, dengue fever, and Zika fever can all be passed on via a mosquito bite. It looks like we have all the more reason to crush these flying pests as quickly as possible. Okay, it's time now to discuss the contents of today's lesson. Again, it's our animal unit, and the title is Solving the Mosquito Myth.
Yeah.
A myth is kind of like a story that people are circulating in society, and it's been around for a long time. It's kind of a traditional story, but a lot of times it's not true. And when somebody says, bats are blind. Oh, that's a myth. It's not true. Bats actually can see in the dark, actually, and during the day they can see as well. The fact that bats are blind is a myth. So here we're solving the mosquito myth. I guess people have some ideas about mosquitoes that probably aren't necessarily true.
That's right, because we just listen to our moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas tell us why mosquitoes are, biting us, and we just believe everything they say. So here's the scenario. You're sitting outside with your friends when, your leg suddenly starts to itch. Oh, You know what that means.
Yep.
Now, if something starts to itch, you get this sensation on your skin that just makes you want to scratch it. If you scratch something, use your fingers, and girls, you probably have fingernails, and you move your fingers back and forth over the spot. So you do that instinctively. It's something you don't even have to think about sometimes. I just came back from Tainan, Tom, and yeah. While I was down there, I forgot about the whole mosquito problem,
uh-oh.
You know? I know.
Yep.
But I was sightseeing by myself one night, and I just started scratching. It didn't even occur to me it was a mosquito. And when I got home, I had bites all over.
Uh-oh, got to watch out for that.
It's an instinctive thing to want to scratch when there's a spot on your skin that starts to itch. Don't confuse those. I often have friends who will say, yeah, my skin is scratching, you know, and I want to itch my scratch. No, you want to scratch your itch.
That's right. The itch is the thing in your skin, and the action is scratching it. So in any case here, what you do is you instinctively scratch the spot, which means you do it without even thinking. It's discomforting. It's uncomfortable. And you just start scratching it without knowing it. And you know you're not supposed to. You're supposed to put some kind of medicine on it first. If you scratch it, then it's going to get swollen and red and infected maybe. And what has happened here is you have been bitten by a mozzie or a mosquito, as we sometimes call them, mosquito. Mosquita. I've heard people say that as well.
Really? Oh, we say mosquito.
Mosquito, exactly. And, it's too late to do anything about it. They've already bitten you, and you're going to get the inflammation there, and it's going to itch like crazy for a while. And you're probably going to scratch it, and you'll probably have a little scar there as a result.
No, you won't have a scar.
Well, I do sometimes
because
I scratch it a little bit too hard.
Don't scratch them.
You know, you're not supposed to,
No, don't scratch them, especially if you don't want scars. Sometimes you can get scars if you scratch too aggressively. There are some little potions you can buy at the drugstore that you can put on those scratches that will stop them from itching so much so you don't have to scratch your life away. So, oh no, what happens when you've been bitten? Sometimes that spot does look kind of red and it swells up. We're using the word here swollen, which is the adjective form of the verb to swell. When something swells up, it's swollen, is the past participle of swell. So if something swells, it just gets a little bit bigger than it was before. Oftentimes when you injure yourself, your skin and your body will swell up because there's extra blood there. It's trying to help that spot heal.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And, of course, as you know, in the next paragraph, it says, all that most people know about mosquitoes is that they suck your blood and that you need to kill them before they bite you. That much is certain, although sometimes we kill them after they have bitten us, which it can cause a mess, actually, because if you crush the mosquito on the wall or something, then you get a blood stain there because there's blood inside the mosquito. They usually have gotten you first, okay? They
That's
usually
right.
win. Yeah,
I know.
It's never you getting them first. They get you first. So I always try to kill them with a Danwen Pie. What would you call that in English? Like an electronic fly swatter?
Well, yeah, I call them electronic tennis racket.
Yeah.
But it's a mosquito bat, sort of.
Oh, okay, mosquito bat. That's a good term for it. We take those back to friends in the United States. They just love them because they don't really sell them in the U.S. Oh, what a perfect invention. Bring us some more. Those are great. They're so useful.
Uh-huh.
But in any case, yes, we need to kill them before they get us, and it's a war between us and the bugs. A bug is just any kind of insect that is annoying and troublesome. And in any war, you need to know your enemy. Yes, indeed. Probably from Sun Tzu, Bing Fa, about the strategy of war.
All
You've
right.
got to know your enemy before you can destroy them. So here we're going to give you the lowdown on mosquitoes. To give someone the lowdown just means to give them the useful, vital information.
Yeah, let me give you the lowdown on what's happening today in the office. That sort of thing. If you hear the lowdown, it's just the scoop. Sometimes we'll say, I'm going to give you the scoop. S-C-O-O-P, the news, what's going on. Stuff you need to know. Well, first of all, sadly enough, I have to tell everybody that
what's
it's that? Only the female mosquitoes that bite.
Uh-oh.
Darn it. It's not the male mosquitoes. It's the female mosquitoes. Mosquitoes of both sexes, because there are, of course, male mosquitoes, they can feed on plant juices, but the females need the protein that you can find in our blood to build egg cases for their young. I see. If you feed on something, it means that's where you're getting your food from. Please do not use the verb feed with humans. Mm. Babies don't feed on their mother's milk. That's just wrong. We use feed as a verb only with animals, please. So what they're doing is they're biting us, these females, because they need protein that we have in our blood because they're making the little mosquito babies.
Yeah.
Which we really don't want are those mosquito babies to be born.
Well, if they just need protein, can't they get it from beans or eggs or something like that? But as you know, in science, there are all sorts of different kinds of protein. So they have to get it from blood in order to build their egg cases, something that contains the eggs. And in fact, the females of some species can't even breed without blood. They have to have the blood in order to breed, which means to actually produce young. So, yeah, in some species, they need the blood even for that, too.
And, of course, mosquitoes don't just bite humans. They bite animals, too, like your dog.
True,
our dog would be bit by the...
I guess dog blood is good enough.
Darn things, yeah. Mm. So, here's the last sentence in the third paragraph. Don't blame the blood-sucking bugs. They're doing it for their children. Oh,
isn't that sweet?
I'm sorry, but I don't feel any sympathy. I hate mosquitoes.
Yeah, I'd rather not have those baby mosquitoes born in the first place.
Tom,
yeah.
Before we go on, this is probably a good time to stop for a few minutes and listen to our wonderful Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们来看一下第一个空格前面的句子提到。All that most people know about mosquitoes is that they suck your blood, blank one, you need to kill them before they bite you. 在这里呢，可以建议同学先把 all 后面的 that 开始刮号，刮到 mosquitoes， 也就是呢，这一切人们关于蚊子所知道的就是第一个 that， 他们呢会吸我们的血。And that 还知道什么呢？第二个子句呢，就要用 and 还有 that 来连接。你必须呢，在他们咬你之前，要先打死他们。所以第一个考的是文法的观念，在后面有两个名词子句，分别用 that 来连接。第二个就要用 and that 来连接后面的子句。所以第一题的正确答案，我们就选择 A 选项。第二个空格呢，在这里一刚开始提到，其实呢，会咬人的是母的蚊子。第二个空格写着 ,So don't blank to the blood-sucking bugs. They are doing it for their children. 所以呢，就不要再怪这些吸血的虫了，因为其实这么做是为了自己的孩子。搭配文意，我们来看一下第二题 A 选项 ,blame。责怪责难 B. launch 发起展开 C. offend 使生气 D. comfort 安慰你觉得很生气被咬了但是别怪他们他们这么做是为了小孩第二题的标准答案我们就选择 A. blame
We're going to take a quick break Stay tuned, we'll be right back
We shall now continue with our lesson about mosquitoes. We're solving the mosquito myth, and we did mention the fact that only female mosquitoes bite you. I guess some people think that all mosquitoes bite you, and they're probably surprised that the females would do that. Aren't females supposed to be very passive and sweet little creatures that would never harm anyone?
Don't you know that mothers will do anything to protect their children?
That's right. They'll even kill the males, too.
Yeah.
But in this case, yes, the males, they're happy just sucking on plants. But the females, they, Well, they want to have their cake and eat it too. They get not only the plants, but they get the blood as well. And they need the blood to make those cases for their eggs. And some people think mosquitoes choose victims whose blood is sweeter or prefer heavier ones or fatter people. I've heard that before. I don't know exactly what the theory is, but I've had some friends tell me, yeah, mosquitoes, they always bite me, but they never bite anybody else. For some reason, they like me, maybe because my blood is sweeter or because I'm a little fatter.
But, well, I want to say for the record, because I just said they like to bite me, I am not fat. No. So this makes me crazy. I would like to know why they're biting me.
Yeah, well, there might be some reasons here. Let's go on and talk about some of the possible reasons.
I don't fall into any of the categories, but
well,
here we go.
Well, I guess you probably have to do some research then.
Yeah.
But in any case, the truth is that mosquitoes use carbon dioxide to identify targets. That makes sense. Any kind of creature that is producing carbon dioxide probably has blood, and so the mosquitoes sense that carbon dioxide or CO2, and they go, wow, there's got to be some blood over there. Let's go check it out. And, of course, it only makes sense here. The more you produce, the better they like it. The more carbon dioxide you produce, the more they can pick it up and they can find you and bite you.
Gross. And if you produce a lot of body heat, you also make carbon dioxide. So here it says that heavier people, and this is a very polite way to say fatter people, heavier people, please don't call someone fat. In English, it's not nice. Heavier, actually, we don't refer to someone's weight. It's probably best not to talk about that.
Mm.
But heavier people produce more heat, as do pregnant women. If you're pregnant, ladies, it just means you're expecting a child. So you are feeding two at that point. So you probably are a little bit heavier and hotter at that point. Now, people who are exercising, oh, they love that too. I think that might have something to do with the sweat. I don't know. Your body's hotter.
Yeah.
Your body heats up as you exercise.
Or you're breathing more and producing more carbon dioxide. But if you're exercising, you're moving, so it's more difficult for them to land on you and bite you. So that might not be a problem.
Yeah. It's when I'm sleeping, they like to bite my face. Makes me so crazy.
And when you're sleeping, of course, you might be breathing heavily. So here also in the sentence, it says, even those who breathe heavily are bitten by mosquitoes.
That doesn't sound like me, Tom.
Well, maybe you're snoring or something. Who knows?
No.
But in any case here, breathing heavily is something that mosquitoes are attracted to. And further research has revealed or shown us that mosquitoes also prefer type O blood for some reason. My type blood is A, okay?
I'm A positive. What are you?
A positive. That's very common. I'm the same there, so.
My dad's O.
Okay, so has your dad ever said that he gets bitten by mosquitoes?
No, they don't like him, which is weird. Yeah.
Okay, so that's quite the opposite here.
I know.
But according to the research here, it says that if you've got type O blood, the mosquitoes prefer you. Ask your friends and relatives if they are type O and see if this is true as well. I guess it's not true in your father's case.
Yeah, I think a lot of us just grew up basing our myths of mosquitoes on evidence in our own lives.
Mm.
So I always assume they bit me because I put cream on my face. It smells good. I thought maybe they like that. And I can understand them biting babies because their skin is really yummy.
Yeah.
They smell good, too. Yeah.
Absolutely. Everybody loves babies.
Yeah.
And moving on now to the final paragraph here, it says, unfortunately, when mosquitoes take your blood, they can leave viruses in return.
Eee.
It's not bad enough that they're biting you and making you itch.
I know.
Now, they're actually leaving viruses there, or at least they can do that. Zika virus is the most recent example of that. So, yes, indeed, when they take your blood, they are taking something out of you, but they're actually maybe leaving something in return. They're leaving viruses there. Viruses are similar to bacteria, but viruses, I guess, are much smaller than bacteria. And they can spread all kinds of diseases and things like AIDS and Zika fever. So you got to watch out for that. And I think also there have have been some documented cases of dengue fever here in Taiwan spread by mosquitoes.
Some, a lot, Tom. Hello. We had quite a few die from dengue fever. And I forgot about dengue fever when I went to Tainan, where they really had a big problem with mosquitoes carrying dengue fever. So I was lucky. I did not get it. Thank you very much. But if you think that they can give you HIV that leads to AIDS, you're wrong. That's just a myth. And if you can put a myth to rest, just means you can put it away, forget about it because it's not true. You don't have to worry about it. You can put it to rest. You can bury it. However, they do carry some pretty nasty diseases like malaria, which you'll often get if you're in the jungle. Those mosquitoes seem to carry that malaria quite frequently. That's not something you want to get either because you have to take medicine for so long. Dengue fever is very painful. Most of us know what that is because it's been in the news this past year. It causes a lot of a pain in your joints, which is really, really awful. Now, the most recent virus that's going around or diseases is Zika fever, which if you get stung, it's pretty uncomfortable and painful. But if they bite pregnant women, it's really awful because it causes birth defects to the baby.
It can make their heads really small.
Yeah, their brain doesn't develop fully. So it's really horrible.
And this is going on in Brazil right now. So people are worried that this is going to affect the Olympics this summer.
I wouldn't go, yeah.
Yeah, so they might not have a very successful Olympics this summer as a result of this. So see what those nasty mosquitoes do to us.
Yeah.
Haven't they got anything better to do than cause these kinds of problems? So again, all these maladies, all these diseases, malaria, dengue fever, Zika fever, can all be passed on via a mosquito bite. Via here just means by or using something as
through,
an agent.
Yeah.
Through. And I should say that via and via are pronunciations that you will both hear.
I say via now.
Okay.
But I grew up saying via, but of course, again, I moved to New York and they say via, so now I say via.
So it kind of depends on who you're talking to.
Yeah.
I think both pronunciations are considered correct.
They are.
So yes, indeed, they're passed on via a mosquito bite, so I guess it's best to keep the little devils away from you in the first place.
True. It looks like we have all the more reason to crush these flying pests as quickly as possible. If you crush something, you smash it flat, so there's nothing left. Sometimes if you go to a grocery store, at least in the States, you can buy crushed ice. Not ice cubes, it's actually crushed. Or if you go to, say, even a fast food place like McDonald's, they will put crushed ice in your soda, so little tiny pieces. So you want to crush those suckers, but again, like Tom said, if they've bitten you already and you crush them after that, you smash them flat, you better be quick and wipe the blood up or it will stain or leave a mark on your wall.
And remember, prevention is better than cure. They do say that mosquitoes breed in open water. So if you have any kind of water left open in your house, in your yard, get rid of it. I heard they can even breed in a bottle cap if it's got
really?
A little bit of water
wow.
in it. They can actually lay their eggs there. So
oh,
get
fuckers.
Rid of that open water. And, keep yourselves healthy and safe. And we certainly don't want you scratching those nasty mosquito bites.
Well, here's the other piece of advice. Just get some bug spray this summer, right? Wear bug spray.
That might work, too.
Right now, we're going to listen one more time to our Chinese teacher.
第三个空格的句子写着, Some people think mosquitoes choose blank 3, whose blood is sweeter, or prefer heavier ones. 有些人认为啊, 蚊子会咬的人呢, 是因为他的血比较甜, 或者他的体重比较重, 所以他选择的咬的这些人, 我们可以称之为什么呢? 第三题, A. Competitors, 竞争者, B. Victims, 受害者, C. Survivors, 幸存者, D. Witnesses, 目击者, 被咬的人当然是受害者咯, 所以第三题答案选 B. Victims. 真的是这样子吗? The truth is that mosquitoes use carbon dioxide to blank for targets. 其实事实是啊，这个蚊子是靠着二氧化碳来怎么样它的目标物。第四题 A. Conserve 保育 B. Relieve 松了一口气 C. Notify 通知 D. Identify 辨识蚊子要下手呢那么确认目标其实靠着是二氧化碳所以第四题我们选择 D 选项的 Identify 来说它要辨识它的目标第五个空格Heavier people produce more heat as blank 5 pregnant women. People who are exercising and even those who breathe heavily. 其实体重比较重的人他所生产的热就比较多。还有哪些人也是这样子呢像是怀孕的女性然后正在运动的人甚至呢呼吸比较重的人他们都同样的会生产比较多的热。我们在第五个空格里面可以用助动词 do 来代替前面的 produce more heat。所以第五题考考同学的文法观念正确答案就选择 C, do。这样一来就会吸引蚊子去咬你咯。第六个空格 Unfortunately, when mosquitoes take your blood, they can leave viruses blank six. 很不幸的呢蚊子在吸你的血之后留下来的呢是病毒。我们来看一下第六题 A 选项 On board, 在飞机或者是火车上 B In return, 作为回报C. To date, 到目前为止 D. In vain, 徒劳无功蚊子吸了你的血之后那么呢相对的作为交换的他们会留下病毒所以搭配文意我们第六题就选择标准答案 B. In return However, malaria, dengue fever, and Zika fever can all be blank 7 via a mosquito bite. 像是有哪些病毒呢？像是疟疾、登革热或兹卡病毒都有可能经过蚊子的叮咬而怎么样呢？在这里第七个空格后面的 via 是有透过的意思。第七题 A 选项 counted on, 倚靠。依赖 B. Set forth 动身启程 C. Passed on 传递 D. Searched for 寻找这些病毒啊都有可能透过蚊子的叮咬而传递开来所以第七题的标准答案就选择 C. Passed on 所以下次要小心不要呢被这些害虫给叮咬了OK, 以上就是今天的课程讲解。谢谢收听。
That is it for today's program. Thank you for joining us, and hopefully you'll all have a nice, safe summer. You won't get sick, and you'll keep those mosquitoes at bay. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.